USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Oil executives are testifying in a Democratic-led hearing on Capitol Hill. Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith puts the blame on the Biden administration's energy policies and accuses the administration of aiming to shut down oil and gas production in the United States.
President Biden should consider his own culpability for higher energy prices thanks to his relentless pursuit of policies that discourage domestic energy production.
The top Department of Justice official is unveiling new plans to disrupt and prosecute Russia's unjust war in Ukraine.
The first action we are announcing today is the unsealing of an indictment charging Russian oligarch Konstantin Malyseev.
Attorney General Merrick Garland saying the indictment was related to sanctions violations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Deliberations are continuing in Michigan in a high-profile case.
Jurors in a Michigan courtroom have yet to reach a verdict in the trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris and Brandon Caserta are charged with conspiracy. Defense attorneys argue the group was manipulated by an informant who was taking direction from the FBI. The trial has lasted 16 days. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Surging interest rates are driving mortgage demand down more than 40% from a year ago. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage jumped 10 basis points last week to 4.9%. Applications for loans to buy homes fell 3% for the week and are 9% lower than last year. Applications to refinance also falling another 10% from week to week. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
One doctor is crying foul over the COVID-19 lockdowns.
The catastrophic failure of lockdowns was the single biggest driver of inequity in the last half century. So says professor of medicine at Stanford University, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Epic TV.
Public health had decided on this absolutely extraordinary path, made absolutely extraordinary promises. If you just sacrifice for the next 15 days, stay at home, we're not going to get hospitalizations, we're not going to get the deaths. All we need to do is listen to what they say. And that promise was not true then. It's been shown not true for the last 2 years, and it's destroyed the lives of so many people. And the trust in public health has, I think, also been destroyed with it.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Los Angeles County has banned all official travel to Texas and Florida because of the state's new policies it believes are directed at LGBTQ minors and families. County officials can no longer travel to either state unless not going would seriously harm the county's interests. The move follows the passing of Florida's parental rights and education law and Texas's law ordering that gender-affirming treatments provided to transgender children be investigated as child abuse. The last Major League Baseball spring training game taking place in Florida on Wednesday. Thursday, 16 teams will be in action as the season gets underway. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.